Hi, this is Ali from the New Zealand Yoga Centre in Marton. This morning we're going to consider this idea of daily contemplation, introspection in a way that gives you an opportunity to sit quietly with yourself and look inwards. This podcast asks you to find a quiet place to sit, preferably facing the sun, facing east, and take time just to be with the quiet mind. When we become more still and introspective, the mind becomes more transparent, more reflective. We can look into the quiet recesses of the mind and analyze where we are, how we are, what we want, and to set our intention for the day. We start this today by not only sitting quietly, but also focusing on the breath. There are four phases to the breath that we will look at today. The inhalation reminds us to sit up straight, to use our postural muscles, to draw the breath into the body, to invite the breath into each of the cells of the body, to rejuvenate life force, and to create an inward place for that breath. The inhalation is life-giving, but sometimes we need to rebalance our lives. What are we lacking? Are we lacking stillness, focus, drive? Are we lacking peace? Or are we simply absolutely fine and just enjoy taking time for being centered? So as we breathe in, our posture is straight, our mind is calm. We are aware of what the mind's fluctuations look like. Then at the end of the inhalation breath, once we have found that stillness, that centeredness, we take a moment to pause. We don't immediately breathe out. We hold the breath in. Is it held in the heart, in the belly, in the base of the spine? Ideally, we find a place, and this place becomes a space for developing our inner narrative. The base of the spine is thought of as the site of the Kundalini Shakti, the intrinsic power stored within the base of the spine. So if our drive is low or we're feeling fragmented, we can breathe in through both nostrils, not through the mouth, and then draw the breath in and situate it in the deep, bright cave of the Muladhara chakra at the base of the spine. We invoke and invite the stimulation of Kundalini Shakti, of the intrinsic power stored deep within us. And this power can be lifted up through the body, through the controlled exhalation breath. Alternatively, we may situate the breath in Manipura chakra, in the navel center, in the plexus of the gut. Here we can listen in quietly to the inner voice, to the intuitive knowledge of the gut. As we have seen in previous workshops, the gut is a microbiome filled with enzymes and bacteria, good bacteria, helping us to process nutrition and giving us the vital energy we need. So if our gut is disrupted through stress or bad eating or toxicity, then the biome is compromised. By sitting in the awareness of Muladhara Chakra, we understand the relationship and the impact of our social lives and social worlds and interactions. We understand that impact upon our deep, quiet psyche. So sitting in the awareness of Manipura Chakra, we think about a type of quietude, a type of inner listening. We keep one ear quietly attuned to the voice of the gut that gives us counsel. Yes, this is right. No, this is not right. And we listen quietly for ourselves, to ourselves. Alternatively, you may situate the breath in the quiet center of the heart. Here, we think about that wish-fulfilling tree. Sitting beneath that tree, we imagine our heart's desires. We visualize what it is we want to manifest. Our journey through space is like pushing through a gentle giant vortex as we flow through our galactical core, gently onwards. So the wish-fulfilling tree of the heart becomes that place where we re-envision, where we set our intentions, and where we spend quiet time watching the rivers of the breath flow in. Now that we have understood that kumbhaka, that retention of breath deep within the places of the body, the chakra systems, we now consider the breath flowing out. The breath flowing out when we are seated in meditation or contemplation or self-reflection must be through the nose. This helps the brain to stay calm. What are we breathing out? Is it a quiet release? Is it a gentle determination? Is it the force and power of Kundalini Shakti that helps to manifest our dreams? As we breathe out, we should try to learn to breathe out longer than we breathe in. This control of the exhalation breath allows us to create far more mind control. So we're not bumping around on the buffers and the impacts of life. Control that exhalation breath with quiet determination. We can set our out breath for an intention, peace, release, harmony, focus. And this one word mantra can be something that we repeat throughout the day when we feel a little derailed or uptight or angry or frustrated. Then at the end of the exhalation breath is the most powerful space of universal integration. What does that mean, universal integration? It means that the mind is at that point of the threshold. At that point where there is ultimate release, ultimate inspiration, we sit at the end of the exhalation breath and find deep, abiding peace. at the end of the exhalation breath is the breathless state, samadhi, the threshold of the universal consciousness. So as we breathe out, we merge, we take time and sit quietly with the self. This broadcast gives you the opportunity to sit quietly with your breath, to manifest your reality, and to empower your consciousness. This is Ali broadcasting to you from the New Zealand Yoga Centre, here in the quiet rural town of Marton. Thank you for listening, and take time today to breathe.